Welcome back to another episode of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries. As we always say, please know that this will be the one place where you can always ask the tough questions about God, Messiah, and the spiritual issues of life. We might not always know the answer, but we will explore it together until we discover the truth. I know that we wait too long between episodes, and that is my fault, as I stated a couple of days ago. So, I decided to share today on this week's Torah portion of Balak, Numbers 22:2 through 25:9, because it is just too appropriate to the situation we find ourselves in as a country and world. Tell me if you like it as a podcast idea or not, and we might continue doing it. Tell me what you think. This week's Torah portion, Balak, is replete with moments and illustrations worthy of being discussed. The passage begins with the account of Balaam and Balak, and this is always a fun thing to discuss of how a donkey is smarter than people. And you can make the same argument today. However, this week's portion will discuss or focus on the utterly uncomfortable section of 25:1-9 because it is so apropos to what is going on. In this section of scripture, the people of God were, as the King James bluntly states, committing whoredom, i.e. playing the harlot, with the daughters of Moab. This act was especially heinous on so many levels, not only because they were worshiping other gods, but also because they were doing it with the people of Moab. Why was it that Moab was so heinous to God? Well, it was because they were the descendants of Lot and his daughter. They were engaging the people of God in sexual acts and idol worship with people who condoned and descended from pedophilia and incest. This was so disgusting to God that in it we find in verse 3 that Moses describes the anger of God as how our nostrils flare and our eyes burn and our teeth clench when we're angry. Do you get the visual picture? However, this anger of God was not enough to frighten the people of God. They openly challenged Moses and God when one of the men brought one of these pagan women into the camp until one of the grandsons of Aaron took a spear and stabbed the pregnant woman and the man until they were dead. Kind of gruesome. Because it's actually the grandson of Aaron stabbed the pregnant woman in the stomach. It took 24,000 beheaded people of God and two speared individuals to calm God's wrath. Wow. But I want you to note that I have repeatedly used the term people of God in this Torah portion that I'm describing to you. It was not the Moabites or the Midianites that stirred God's anger. It was the people of God who were sinning. It was the people of God who angered God. It was the people of God who willfully challenged the commands of the Torah and lived how they wanted, regardless of how God wanted. We are living in the same world today, in the church, and as Christians. We who are believers in Messiah Jesus are not, N-O-T, not, the chosen people, as the Israelites were and are, but we are people of God in that we have been adopted into the family of God, and we as a collective whole are living lives of open rebellion. We have false idols, politics, and other things, and we choose to bring in sexual practices that often shames the pagans from attending church. They know better, but we don't. And yet we expect God to turn the other cheek and judge not, lest, you know, the rest of the phrase. We cannot expect God to bless us. And we better watch out because the spear could be coming. That's a lesson that I want us who profess to be Christians and who profess to be members of the Church of God, the churches of God, to learn from this Torah portion today. Well, we have reached the end of another episode of Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries, and I admit that this one's a lot shorter than the usual one. But hopefully this Torah portion was as valuable for you as it was for me. And if you would like to ask a question or tell me what you think about the Torah portion as a podcast idea, let me know. And we might feature another Torah portion as a podcast or answer your question on a future episode. Please email us at info@tzedakahministries.org. And please know that this will be the one place where you can always ask the tough questions about God, Messiah, and the spiritual issues of life. We might not always know the answer, but we will explore it together until we discover the truth. Shalom. And Shabbat Shalom.